awfully hot in here. So I think I'm just going to maybe wrap it up, as we say. I was on retreat. I've been on a lot of retreats lately, but about 4 retreats ago, which wasn't that long ago, I was in a room near where we go in San Francisco, meditating with about 6 people, and it was in the afternoon, and there were a lot of mosquitoes in the room, and it was warm, so we pretty much had to keep the doors open, and there were no screens or anything. So this room with about 6 people, and this particular group of people, they're not what you call people who like meditating. They were sort of like moving around and going like that. And I was sitting there meditating, and I was really getting into listening to like I was just listening to it, and it sounded great. And I was thinking, oh no, these mosquitoes are really bothering these people. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to like summon them all to me, because they're not bothering me at all. So I did that, and I could have sworn that it worked, because they stopped doing that for a little while. And then I looked around, and I was like, wow, God, that worked. There's nobody. And then I thought, God, that was really great of me to think that, wasn't it? And then I thought, oh. I'm not enlightened. But the point of that story being just how important it is, I guess, for us to find ways to loosen up the grip on how we think of ourselves and how we're evaluating our experience, because it's so violent sometimes, or if not violent, then at least inappropriate, I think. Speaking for myself, anyway. So that's something that I indirectly try to work with in meditation, which I think the non-resistance thing for me is kind of, it feels like it's kind of going in that direction. So maybe I'll just end it there. I'll just end with a sentence by something that Shunryu Suzuki said. When you do something, you should burn yourself completely, like a good bonfire, leaving no trace of yourself.